What were you doing before you came to Collie initially?
I was working up in Perth.
Working up in Perth. It's comfortable?
Yeah, it's been comfortable, man. I've been in comfortable for years.
Sure. Yeah, and so what were you kind of expecting when you came to Collie?
In my days, mate, we were forcibly transferred.
Okay.
I was a management-initiated transfer.
Okay.
So
right.
They told me I was coming, we came.
Mm. So. And how did you kind of adapt to it when you obviously settled in once you came in?
Just settled in, mate. Just get on with your job. Just do what you need to do. Mm. Get on with the community. It's good people, bad people. You don't put that in line.
Sure.
So, you know, you just get on. Just get on with the job. And I brought my children and my wife down. My children went to school here. And that's the main reason why I stayed so long. Mm. So my kids could go to school.
Yeah.
One school instead of being transferred.
Sure.
Yeah. So.
And you came in 2002.
2002. Yeah.
And, what are some of the kind of highlights you've found about the job in Colling, about the town itself over the time?
Well, just the friendliness of the people that I've met here. Mm. Okay. Obviously, there's a lot of lowlights when you've got so many people dying on the roads, with the fatal crashes and stuff like that, so which affects not just the community, it affects the police station as well. Because I would know a lot of those people, and so would a lot of the other guys at the police station, so that's probably the downside of being in the town so long.
Yeah.
But being in there so long, you get to know them and people sort of trust you.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've had a good relationship with the hospital, courthouse, high school, and all the schools since I've been here. People've changed, but yeah. So I just treat people the way that they want to, they treat me.
Yeah.
All right. So try to make sure everyone is happy.
Fair enough. It's good philosophy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what kind of changes have you seen, both in the police force here and in Collie itself?
Well, the dynamics of the town. The dynamics of the town has changed. Okay. It used to be a mining town. Now it's more of a, it's still a mining town, but it's more of a drive-in, drive-out.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and work-wise, obviously there's been an increase in drugs.
Right.
So that's taken over from the alcohol. It's now the drugs. Which is not, it's just like every other community. Collie's not on its own. Not as good as some, as I said before, not as good as some, not as bad as other. They're just a smaller community.
Yeah.
Okay?
So. Yeah, of course. And as far as being a team and seeing as many officers you have over that time, what do you feel like the dynamic in Collie in the police force is like compared to maybe other places?
Well, they're indeed all the same. Your dynamics are all the same. If there's only 15 of us, you all got to get on. You're not going to get on all the time, but you need to get on. And it's just like any police station. You've got to get on with the guys. And in the country, we socialise a lot more than what we would up in Perth.
What advice would you have for any police officers coming into Collie?
They need to not to listen to all the rumours that's around about. Come in, have a look at the town, talk to the community, and you'll find it's not as bad as everyone tells you it is.
Of course.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like everyone will tell you in Bunbury, you drive up a hill to find a hole.
Right.
Come in and have a look first.
And what kind of spurred on the decision to move to Ngarrup, was it?
Yeah. It was time for a change. We'll leave it at that.
Fair enough. And what are you kind of looking forward to about moving to a new place and getting into involved in the police station?
Same thing as here, getting involved with the community. Just getting involved with the community. My personality won't change because I'm leaving here to go there. And then I'll go down the street and I'll still have a chat with someone.
When are you heading off this week?
Yeah, I don't want that in the paper.
That's all right.
Okay, yeah, I'll be gone Tuesday. Tuesday next week.
Right.
Because I don't want them coming ratting the house.
No, fair enough.
Because there won't be any of my shit in there, but I don't want them to fucking do anything for the next guy to get in.
Please. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Not a problem. All right. Yeah. Fantastic. Thank you very much.
All right, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
No worries.
Cheers.
Okay. All right.
Good seeing you.